An officially sponsored government rally devolved into rival protests Wednesday as tens of thousands of demonstrators poured into the streets of the Iranian capital, some of them renewing opposition protests against the conduct of the recent election campaign. Anti-government protesters were dealt with by force as a government crackdown turned violent. Government-backed demonstrators at the initial rally outside the old U.S. Embassy in Tehran shouted death to America and death to Israel. A pro-government speaker also addressed the crowd, praising the Islamic Republic, the 1979 Islamic Revolution, and its founder, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. Meanwhile, in Tehran's nearby Haftatir Square, thousands of opposition demonstrators shouting anti-government slogans, including death to the dictator and down with Ayatollah Khamenei, were met by anti-riot police and besieged militiamen waving batons and firing tear gas. Eyewitnesses report numerous injuries and dozens of arrests. Scores of volunteer besieged militiamen also drove their motorbikes into crowds to disperse them. Scores of opposition demonstrators, many of them young people, also chanted death to Russia and death to China because of their support for Iran's government instead of the usual pro-government slogan of death to America. The demonstrations came 30 years after Iranian students stormed the U.S. embassy and took 52 Americans hostage, holding them for 444 days. On the eve of the anniversary of the U.S. embassy takeover Tuesday, President Barack Obama said, "We have heard for 30 years what the Iranian government is against. The question now is what kind of future is it for?" Opposition demonstrators, meanwhile, chanted, "Obama, Obama, are you with us or against us?" Many opposition activists have been critical of Mr. Obama for negotiating with the government of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, whom they say was reelected in June as a result of fraud and vote rigging. Mr. Obama also told Iranians in his Tuesday message that the United States wants to move beyond the past of sustained suspicion, mistrust, and confrontation, and seeks a relationship based upon mutual interests and respect. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.